Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel, in association with Kosher 101.9, radio around the world, Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We are speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. That is where the headquarters of Britain is located. Britain is an organization that studies the Lost and Tribes, where they are found, and outreaches to them to inform them as to their ancestral identity, as we are constantly endeavoring to inform you, and also working for the ultimate reconciliation, the ultimate coming together of Judah, of the present-day Jews, with Joseph, with the lost tribes of Israel. If you are interested in more information on this subject, go to our website, www.britam.org, Britam.org, and there you will find a lot of material that's worth studying and benefiting from, and enjoyable to do so. The present talk is concentrating on a continuation of our study of Psalm 119. This psalm is divided up into different sections, each section named after a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The present section is named after Mem, and it has eight verses, as do all the sections that this psalm is broken up into. In this section of eight verses, each verse in Hebrew begins with a word whose first letter is Mem. Mem is equivalent of the English letter M. Theme of this section is focusing on a contemplation of the Bible, keeping the commandments, gaining understanding, refraining from evil, overcoming evil and evil adversaries through virtue of the Torah. He begins 119:97. Oh, how I love thy law. Just my meditation all the day. That's what he thinks of all day long. He thinks about the scripture. He contemplates on Torah. He contemplates on the obligations that he has, and how through the Bible he will be able to fulfill them in the spirit of the Bible. Psalms 119:98, the next verse goes on. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. The commandments are always with him, and the effect of studying them are always with him. This gives him knowledge and wisdom to overcome his enemies. 119:99 says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. The first section of this verse in Hebrew is Mikol Melamdei Hishkalti. And this can also be translated as saying that I have learned from everyone. This is a well-known expression in Hebrew, and you'll come across it quite often when speaking, when moving about Israel, when you can speak Hebrew and speaking to religious Jews and even non-religious Jews. This expression is well known, and its import is that you should learn from everyone. You should try and learn from everyone. Everyone has, you come across as something to teach you. Don't look down upon them. Mekumulamdai hiskalti. Everyone knows something that you don't know. Everyone can teach you something, show you something, and benefit you in that sense. My meditation, the word translated as my meditation in Hebrew is sikha, which actually means the conversation or subject of conversation. In other words, the laws and their effects are what he talks about all the time, and the principles behind the Bible. These are things, the testimonies of scripture. These are things that that can be a topic of a conversation, that when you learn them, you can speak about them, you know about them. And they are interesting, and it is quite virtuous to speak of them to others. 119:100 says, I understand and more than the ancients, because I keep their precepts. The expression translated as I understand more than the ancients in Hebrew is Mizakanim Edbonen. And this is also understood in Hebrew. In modern-day Hebrew, it is quoted from time to time. And it means literally, I will contemplate the elders, I will look at them, I will meditate upon what they are doing. And that is the more usually accepted meaning of this expression. I've refrained my feet from every evil way, 119.101, that I might keep thy word. The psalmist says that he has refrained his feet from every evil way. He's kept out of the way of evil, of bad companions, of evil desires, of giving in to his baser temptations. He's kept this away. He's kept his feet from going in that path in order to keep the word of God. And this is a good expression that we all want to do the right thing, we all want to know the right thing, and we all not want to know what to do and understand it, but we haven't got the strength to do so because of the circumstances, because of our life circumstances, because of the situation we live in, that we have caused for ourselves. And so he's letting us know that if you want to break out of such a situation, you just have to refrain from doing evil and pray to the Almighty and wait for your chance, and it will come. 119.102 says, I have not departed from my judgments, for thou hast taught me. 119.103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So he finds the words of the Bible, the words of Scripture, sweet unto him, and worth partaking of them, worth devouring them, internalizing them, turning them over and over and studying them. 119.104 says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. So in light of what we have learned above, we see that through the precepts, through our learning and understanding what the Bible says, we increase our understanding. But not only that, we delight in it, we want more of it, and we realize that apart from evil being evil and causing harm, damage to ourselves and to others, it also acts as a barrier, as something which prevents us from learning more about the way of the Almighty, prevents us from breaking through to the truth. And therefore, on this point alone, it is worthwhile to refrain from evil, because learning the Bible, understanding the Bible, letting the Bible become part of us is a very valuable accomplishment. And if it means that we have to give up a little bit of pleasure, some bad ways that we have allowed ourselves to slip into, then it's worth it, and it is well worth it. And that is what the message of this section is coming to show us. It is worth it, and it must be done. May God bless you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.